So we learned about the Bhava Chalit Chakra. Now we learn about the Bhavas. And we'll see what Parashara. What is the meaning of the Bhava? There are umpteen meanings of the word Bhava. So this page, this one page, will help you to understand the total meaning of the word Bhava. So please go through this meaning bit more carefully and privately sit and reflect on these words so that you understand them. Okay? He says that for all Bhavas, later you will learn, I'll teach you Hora and Ghatika also. For all Bhavas, the Bhava Pura, the word uses is Bhava Pura. Pura means city. The city, the Bhava city or Bhava Pura starts 15 degrees behind the Bhava cusp and it ends 15 degrees after the cusp. This is the calculation you did just now. All you need to do is to add 15 degrees and find the border and you are done. Okay. So Pura means a fortress, castle or city. So all these Bhavas are like fortresses, castles or cities. Each Bhava is a city. And in this city there are so many things that are happening. And so there are some meanings of words that I've used over here. Lots of meanings, lot of reading, you need to understand. And the best way to understand is to go back and take these slides and go through these words. Because I don't want to go through this simply sitting and reading these words, I don't want to do. You will have to sit and do this. I will sit, I will read it, it will be recorded, then everybody will go listen to it. And you can read it yourself. Right? I'm assuming that you are intelligent people. I hope I'm not wrong, right? Not different. So do you see the concept of Bhava Chakra of this? This is a very rare painting I made using my entire skills of Shukra to show how Bhavas are working. These bulbs, you see the Bhava Madhya? The degree of the ascendant is like this bulb. And these bulbs are spaced exactly 30 degrees away. And you know what happens is, what Parashara says is, you take 15 degrees behind the bulb and 15 degrees ahead of the bulb, and that is the Bhava. This is the way your brain is functioning. And this is put on top of the zodiac. It is something which is superimposed on the zodiac. You must now think, earlier what was happening in the calculations you did, you made the Rashi chart and you added plus minus 15. You really didn't get a good picture of what was happening. This is what is happening. This is happening inside your brain. This happens inside your brain. There are exactly 12 points or bulbs which are exactly spaced 30 degrees from each other. The brain has a natural way of compartmentalizing things. The brain creates compartments to store information and knowledge. So although somebody may have a planet in a certain Rashi, based upon the Bhava, it was filed in a different compartment. So this is the filing system of the brain. This is the way the computer's filing system, the brain is a computer. The computer's filing system is based upon this principle. And this is the Bhava Chalit Chakra. Do you understand the importance of this? Because this is the way you look at the world. This is your world view. Some people say it is a distorted view. I don't know what is distortion and what is reality in the ultimate truth, you know. Because everything is mine. So it's very easy to say, hey, you don't understand. But then you are being judgmental about that somebody else. Because that person's brain understands the way it is made. Everybody's brain is different. Don't say somebody doesn't understand. Their brain understands differently than yours. That's all. And all we have to do is the moment we make the Bhava Chakra, Bhava Chali Chakra, why do we need to make this? You know, you can understand the person better. What they like and what they don't like is very clear out here. You have which planet? The moon is in Lagna in your Rashi chart, right? Remember the first day I asked you a question, do you like milk? Remember the first day I met you, I asked you a question, do you like milk? And you said no.
No, I said yes.
You like milk?
Yes.
Okay. And do you still like milk? Do you drink a lot of milk now?
Yes.
Okay. So the moon is still influencing your Lagna positively. How does that happen? Normally, if the moon was in Lagna and goes to the 12th house, you should not like the milk. Don't you think so? So what is it that is making you still like the milk? Is your Lagna lot with the moon? You see the advantage? The Lagna Lord has conjoined the moon. So you like milk before and after. Because it has not shifted. Your brain functions on the basis of your Lagna Lord. Now think what happened. If the Lagna Lord, let us say, my Lagna Lord is in Lagna. Let us say it is in the first house. And by this it shifts. That means my entire houses are shifting. If my Lagna Lord shifts, oh my God, that is serious business. My whole reality is shifting. As you grow up, your whole concepts will shift. Your whole reality will shift. Because if the Lagna Lord shifts, it is the most serious shift. Because the Lagna Lord shifting to another house shows that the entire fighting system is being seen in a different way. Because that's your brain. Your Lagna Lord is that which accesses the chakras. That is how the computer functions. The computer in your head is functioning because of the basis of the Lagna Lord. That is why in a Bhava Chakra and the Rashi Chakra, the Lagna Lord cannot change. That's not possible. Because the images that are coming from the world is from the basis of the Rashi Chakra. But the way you are firing it in your head is the Bhava Chakra. This is your head. This picture with the bulbs. This is the way your brain is. Firing system in your brain. Yeah.
So in Hoshan's case, he said 12th floor is in 2nd Rashi but moves to 3rd Bhava.
Right.
So the question for me is then, in his mind, so the way you had explained the situation was that family decides marriage. Is it the case that because this is a sort of like a disjunction, the family would expect him to accept their decision?
Exactly.
But because of they're surprised that he doesn't, he wouldn't.
Yeah, have. They're all surprised that how come he's saying no.
But if it was in the third house, say his 12th one went straight to 3rd, Rashi, then they would already sense that maybe...
He's not going to accept. He's a different kind of guy. He's a romantic, too romantic a guy.
So like
there's no chance of arranged marriage.
Surprise people by our...
Exactly, because this is what surprises people. Rashi is what we expect. But Bhava is the way people get surprised. They say, hey, we didn't expect this. You surprise people all the time. Rashi is what everybody expects of you. Bhava is when you're surprising them. Or in other words, people who don't have a single planet shifting in their horoscope like me, dear me, people get to know me and they know me. There is no surprise. Once you know me, I'm me. This is the way Guruji is. That's it. People easily know me. That means you can go and tell somebody in America, this is the way he is, and when they come, they can expect me to be exactly like that. There is no shifting. Whether it is with a student or with a mother or father, none of my planets shifting. So I don't surprise anybody. Whereas people with lots of planets shifting surprise people. And they get shocked. They say, oh, we don't understand you. So what you need to do, bear in mind, whenever a planet is shifting in this Bhava Chalit, you need to spend time and explain to people. You should not shock them and walk away. Don't shock them and walk away. It's not a good thing. If you're towards the Lord is shifting, you could be shocking your spouse. You could be shocking your wife. You could be shocking your family. Don't do that. You need to find time to talk to people and explain your viewpoint to them. That maybe I was like that in the past, I am not so now. I have changed. Once you do that, then this shifting is not going to cause friction. Otherwise, any shifting like that is bound to cause friction. People expect you to have 12th Lord in second, but you are giving 12th Lord in third. What is this? You see the problem? You are expected to have Lagna Lord in Lagna, but you have Lagna Lord in 12th. What a radical change! You see the problem out here? You are supposed to love the place you are born. You are supposed to love everything at home. But after 28, something has shifted. I don't know what has shifted. So you need to find time and explain to people how you have changed. Unless you talk, people won't know. Lagna Lord shifting is the toughest one. I have seen this. This, I think, is what you can understand easily. Yeah? You think that you have taken this picture, which is your mind, and put it on top of the Rashi chart. So what is visible? Can you see any of the Rashis? No. All you see is the bulbs. Because the Rashis are in the darkness. There are no Rashis. They are all in the darkness. From the darkness they are influencing your mind. In the night sky, can you see the Rashis? There are no Rashis in the sky. This is important. A very, very important concept for you to understand as to why people cannot understand me. Why is there a problem in people understanding me? Some of you who have lived longer lives and have found shifting in your planets, you will see that you have given up even trying to explain to people. You have given up. Oh, this, my husband can never understand me. Forget it, I won't even try to explain. Given up. Because it's very difficult for the, they, you understand, when they see you and they talk to you, there is a vibration or an aura coming from them. And that aura is based upon your Rashi chart. That aura is interacting with their aura and they are developing a certain faith about what you are and who you are. But when you are reacting to what they say, you are reacting on the basis of your head and your head is not following this aura. Your head has a bulb system. So can I say that light coming from your soul in your heart, which is interacting with people, and the light coming on the basis of a reaction from your head is different. So you feel disconnected. Do you feel the disconnect?
Yes.
You feel disconnect. There are issues. There are issues. Whenever planets shift, there are issues. Now the best part is, in men, some planets must shift. You know why? When you get married, your wife expects you to change. And when some planets are shifting in your chart, she helps you to shift. And she feels successful. I have helped him in shifting. She feels good. I have been able to change him. Now if none of the planets are shifting, she tries something, and after some 1 year she finds out this fellow was actually playing a game. He has not changed at all. Can you imagine how angry she will be? I expected him to change. But the problem is that if none of the planets have changed, how the hell can he change? So in a man's chart, when none of the planets are changing, I mean, even if he tries, he cannot please his wife. Because there is no, it's not possible to change him. He is what he is. So man's chart, one or two planets changing is good for samsara. No planets changing is not good for samsara. There must be some weakness, and your wife has to help you to correct it, huh? But that is the way relationships are built. She is able to do that which other women are not. So that is why she gets the exclusive place as wife. She should be. See, if otherwise, what is the difference between her and another lady? They are the same. What is the difference? She, when she does that to you and she brings about that internal change, it is superb. She feels she has been of meaningful help in your life. She finds some that she has a space in your life. She has a position in your life. Otherwise, what is the difference between her and, let us say, some other girl? It's the same. She's just hanging around the house, that's all.
Can I just try to understand this? So the wife is trying to change the husband back towards the Rashi because his brain...
No.
His brain is working according to the...
No. She is making him understand that there is a difference between his Rashi and Bhava and that he should accept the Bhava and tell that to the world. Why is he telling the world that I am Rashi Chart? He should tell the world, I am Bhavachar. The woman is better in this. Man is not good in the Bhava matters. Chandra matters, women have an advantage over men. So this is marriage's biggest plus point. Women can see this. Men cannot see this. And what happens is, when she tells him that it is better for you to accept this, so that in the mind there is no conflict. See, the conflict out here is not a problem. The conflict out here is a problem. And the more shifting is here in the bhava, the conflict will be in the head. You don't know whether he... Poshak doesn't know whether his 12th lord should be in 2nd house or in 3rd house. His brain tells him it should be in 3rd house. His heart tells him it should be in 2nd house. It's a serious conflict out here. He knows he's causing sorrow to the parents, but he can't help it. He's just reacting. And 3 times he has made this mess. His parents now don't know whether to believe him or not to believe him. Father thinks he's a liar. Am I right or wrong? Yeah, I know what will happen. Because it goes to the 3rd house, which is Maraka to 7th from the 9th. Anger of father is expressed in the 9th, 3rd house. More number of planets in 3rd house, more angry you are making the elders. And when they shift from 2nd to 3rd or 4th to 3rd, your dad is going to be really mad. When they shift from 11 to 10 or 10 to 9 or something like that, around the 10th house, your mom will be the one who will go mad. And when they shift in the lagna, oh my God, your spouse is going to kick you.
I mean, is this something that is like lifelong, you're just always going to have to...
That is the conflict in us. And it is better to have a spouse to help you. It's better that you talk frankly and that is the meaning of marriage. Marriage is finding a spouse who can help you to shift. It's very important to understand that if your spouse doesn't understand, if there is a lagna shift, who is the one who is having a problem? The one in the opposite sign, the 7th, spouse. So the spouse is unable to understand you. You were like this and now you're becoming like this. What the hell? I thought you liked that we should have a life in America, now suddenly you want to go off to India. What is going on? I'm not coming with you. You see the problem?
Isn't that my issue?
Pardon?
That would be my issue.
Issue is yours. But there is no anchor over here. So the anger is coming from here. The anger is always in the opposite sign. Because they don't understand you. They are trying to understand you, but they don't understand you. You feel it's okay, it's my problem. Why can't you accept it? But it's not that easy. Because they need to understand you. Then they say that, how can I be with somebody I don't understand? You see, so whenever there is a shifting in the lagna, the 7th house is angry. Any planet shifting around the lagna, the 7th house is going to be angry. Any planet shifting around the 10th house, the 4th house, mother is going to be angry. So look at the opposite sign to understand who are the ones who could probably get angry. This is very important in dealing human behavior. You can deal, how to, who do you need to talk to? Your seventh Lagna Lord is shifting in the seventh.
From seventh to sixth. How should we separate that?
So you are angry with your spouse, is it? Are you angry with your spouse?
Yeah.
Right. There you go. In the seventh house the shifting is happening, you are going to be mad at the spouse. You were this before marriage and now you have become this after marriage. So now you need to do something to stabilize that, don't you think so?
Yeah, so how do you go about
that? Do what I told you to do. That's the pearl. Put some weight on the Lagna Lord. Tell him to stabilize. The Lagna Lord should have some weight by which it can stabilize. It shouldn't be floating around like a thin piece of leaf. Yeah.
I'm a bit confused because in my chart everything has shifted except Saturn and Sun. So everything has shifted. So does that mean everybody's angry with me and I'm angry with everyone?
No, you have to use where what has shifted, where the shifting is happening. Has the seventh lord gone to sixth or eighth?
Eighth.
How can I guess? I hit you on the nail, right? Straight bullseye. Seventh lord, has it gone to sixth or eighth?
Yeah, but everything
has shifted. So do you get mad with your husband? See, in his house, seventh house shifting is happening. So he gets mad with the spouse. He thinks the spouse has changed. The spouse has not changed. The change is happening in his expectations. The problem is within, not there. It's happening in your chart. It's not happening there outside.
The funny thing is that in my husband's chart, when he has the Lagna is around 16 degrees. So actually, in his chart, very little changes.
That is the biggest tragedy of all women. But you should not marry a husband who's having Lagna close to 15 degrees, like mine. You're always trying to change the person, he was not going to change.
He has changed quite a bit, though.
Because of your mother. In reality, these are external changes. Internally, he's the same. The same zest for life. That zest, which is the Lagna, has not changed. Things where he can compromise, he will compromise and just allow the compromise. For him, it's a compromise formula. It's not a change within. So we think that just because he has agreed to something, he has changed. In reality, that is not so. Because it's a compromise he has agreed to. It is not something he has accepted as, yes, that is the way I should be. You see the point? Outwardly, they say something. But actually, they don't change. If in the chart there is no change, actually he will not change. Deep inside, he will still believe in something else. Just because you can argue better, or your arguments are stronger, your logic is stronger, he may agree to that. But on principle, he has not changed. Interesting, huh? Thank God Sabani is not in this class. So 6 to 5 it goes, so that, don't you think that is a problem that is happening in the 11th house area? So the person who is angry is your friend, who loved you, 5th house, and then hates you, 6th house. So sometimes it goes to the 6th, hates, fail, love. What a problem. What a problem. Do I love her or do I hate her? I don't know. What a problem. Let's have a cup of tea and decide this.